All righty, I put the feelers out before to the boys, my weather boys, Reg from Shep, Ronnie from Cobram. What's going on, boys? Is it raining where you are? Reg from Shep.
All I got in the rain gauge is a big black spider. That's all I got. Yeah, nothing to talk about.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Ronnie from Cobram, hadn't he?
Oh, very light rain. Yeah, there's a thin band of rain. It's running from Dinner Plains or from Bright. It's going between Cobram and Shepparton. We're only going to get the bloody edge of it. I don't think you'll get any of it.
There you go. I trust you guys more than the bomb, I reckon. Reg from Shep and Ronnie from Cobram. Who needs Jane Bunn when you got those two great men? Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Jane Bunn. Big fan of Jane Bunn. Massive fan of Jane Bunn. Okay, Sean, you creep. That'll do on the Jane Bunn thing. Good morning, Charlotte, if you're listening. Hey, let's talk about fuel prices. They're expensive around the Goulburn Valley. They're expensive around the Goulburn Valley right now, Victoria, Australia. Geez, I remember driving the Nullarbor about 3 or 4 years ago. Couldn't believe it. I was paying $2.10. Actually, Dad might have shouted that tank of fuel. Ray, if you're listening, thanks for that. $2.10 for a litre of fuel. God knows what it is right now in the Nullarbor. If we're paying what we're paying right now, it's very, very expensive. I want to know why. Why is it so expensive? Hey, have you got a servo around the Goulburn Valley that you fill up at? And if it's a secret, if you're willing to share your secret, 132710. Because, look, I've got mine. I've got my servo that I fill up at that I think's always cheaper than others. Charlotte's got hers too. She drives to Benalla every day. She's got her favourite servo she fills up at. If you've got one, if you want to share it with us, I'll throw a family pass to the Chef Show. I'll throw one your way, 132710. Also, if you've got any tips on how to save fuel, I've got some here for you. Number one, keep the weight down. Your car will consume up to 25% more fuel when it's full than when it's empty. There you go. Kids, get out. No, only joking. Remove the contents from the boot and the back seat. For example, you might drive around with the golf clubs in the back seat. Guilty. Don't fill it up with petrol to capacity as well. There's another tip. Half full. Get your engine checked and serviced regularly. Jeez, making sure your car is performing the way I haven't been drinking. It should be. Could save you from wasting fuel. Your engine's going to run a lot more efficient. Remove your roof racks. What? You'll enjoy a 5% drop in fuel consumption when you remove your roof rack due to the drag they cause. Okay, I can understand that. Turn the air conditioning off. The aircon uses quite a bit of fuel, so only use it when it's absolutely necessary. I can relate to that, and I've got a story about that. One of the scariest hours of my life was getting a taxi from the airport in Goa, India. Indian drivers, crazy. I don't care what you say, mad. This guy was using his aircon button. He's using his aircon as his turbo button because the car, when you turn the aircon off, I get it, it's got more power. He'd go to overtake and there'd be a motorbike coming towards us with six people on it and a sheep in the middle of the road. And yeah, aircon off, that's his turbo button. Unbelievably, very, very scary. So yeah, turn the aircon off and another one, close the windows and the sunroof. This reduces the drag. Bit like the sunroof, and it makes the car as sleek as possible. There are some tips for you on how to, well, fuel consumption, how to save some money right there. But yes, in some spots, it's up around $2 a litre. What's your cheap servo here in the Goulburn Valley? Come on, spill it. Tell me, 132710, or if you want to add to that list of fuel tips, give me a call on 132710. Christy's from Tat. Christy, have you got some, tips or you got a servo? What have you got?
No, I have a servo that I'd like to share. It's in Tatura. It's always cheaper than in Maroubna.
Really? You're willing to share it?
Yeah.
Because I've got one, but I don't want to. All right. So where is it? What servo is it?
It's the one in the main street of Tatura.
The main street of Tat. That'll do. Cool. All right. And you reckon it's always cheaper than, let's say, other servos? Let's not single out Maroubna.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Graham, very good. Christy from Tat, there's your little tip there. You can have a family pass to the Shep Show. Let's go to Kyala. Paul, what do you think, mate?
Well, yeah, I have. My wife, we live in Kyala Lakes. My wife works in Friar Street, and she walks to work every day. Kill two birds with one stone. You keep fit. She's trimmed, taut, and terrific. And she saves fuel.
There you go. Just keep it simple. Walk, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
I guess that's easier said than done. Although for those that maybe can walk to work or walk to the shops or do something like that, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. Ride a bike as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Paul from Kyella. Getting in the good books there too. The wife looking trim and terrific and fantastic. Is that what he said? Good work, Paulie boy. Ronnie from Cobram. It's a pleasure to speak to you twice in the same day. Have you got a few tips, or have you got a cheap servo, Ronnie? What do you got?
I always fill up that APCO one on the Golden Valley Highway on the north side of Shep.
Ronnie from Cobram, tell me, do you think because that's cheaper than other ones?
Well, last Friday coming back from Melbourne, it was $1.52 for unleaded all up the highway, and he was $1.39.
There you go. Bang.
He's always cheaper there.
That's what you want.
I don't know if he's still going to put his prices up or not, but since Friday.
Well, sometimes, I guess, you know, they all put them up, and then there might be one servo that, you know, takes its time changing to the other prices, and you get in before they swap them.
APCO very seldom change their prices for some reason.
Oh, that's good. Do you know what I've always wondered, Ron?
What?
What happens if they change the prices as you're filling up?
Oh, they've got to give you the price it was on the...
When
you drove in.
They have to do that, do they?
Yep, that's for sure.
Because I've always wondered, like, if there's six cars in there, how do they define...
No, that's the price showing when you pulled in. They've got to pay you, sell you the petrol at that price.
Yeah, okay. All right, no worries, mate. Thanks for the call, Ronnie. Also, Paul from Kyella, Christy from Tat. You've all got family passes to the Shep Show. You are sorted. Fuel prices, yeah, quite expensive. Just do a drive-off. It's that time of the morning. He's in the building. The great man that is Billy Boy. Good morning, Billy.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
You like when I say that?
Isn't that a free plug for a travel company?
No, is it?
Hello, world. It's ringing a bell.
Well, I'm doing it to take the mickey out of a very prominent broadcaster. Anyway, can I... You know how we do Fired Up, right? You got the... There we go. I don't know.
Mate,
how
we're
to...
not even doing small talk. Like, how are you? How was your night? Did you drive in? Did you ride in? You're just going straight into
if
it.
If I don't get into this, I'll forget it. You know what I'm like. Like, I literally just everything control alt deletes if I don't say it, right?
All right.
So.
Let me put my delay bump dump button on here.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I'm nervous.
You've seen in the news that everyone is going bananas over the Opera House being used for the Everest race?
Yep, correct. Last night?
Yeah, last night. Now, I'm a little bit confused because it's been used for various different things in the past. I believe the Wallabies were promoted on there, which was a sporting, obviously a sporting game. They've also advertised cricket on there as well. It's obviously a very prominent landmark and is a clear blank space. I don't have an issue with it.
I think
people are going absolutely, you know, the project went off on it last night or the night before.
Of course.
What's the big deal? Like, it's being underutilised. Like, if it had up there, you know, drinking ads or smoking ads
or
whatever.
Or gambling in particular.
Yeah, glamming.
Glamming. Yeah. Imagine that, glamping. Come glamp at Byron Bay.
Glamp, yeah.
I get what you mean. It happens a few times a year.
Yeah.
They probably do limit it. It's a big horse race. Yeah. And guess what? It's worked. They've got their advertising. $13 million of prize money this Saturday at Randwick if you bet, gamble responsibly. But yeah, I don't have an issue with it either.
I don't see the issue. And everyone, obviously social media blew up last night. I'm sitting there reading through all these comments. And you can usually sift through, you know, a lot of them because you're like, righto, get on you, champ. Yep, that's it. That's all you're cared about in your life right now.
These protesters rocked up last night and they did a pathetic job.
Yeah, I saw that.
As Luke Boner, who does the night shift here in Triple M, midnight through till 6 a.m, he says, you know what, isn't there bigger things in the world to protest about?
What about those protesters get behind the farmers? Or what about those protesters get behind a worthy cause? Sitting there in the middle of the night going off about something that they will not be able to change at the press of a button. Get over yourself, move on, and get behind something important.
Yep, there you go. Billy's just gone bang.
No, I had to say it. It's a joke. Like, everyone just strength in numbers. If there's enough people that whinge about something, then it gets more airtime and, you know, publicity.
They all jump. There we go. That wraps up.
About it. I'm like, big deal. It's underutilized. Use it for everything. Yeah, I hope more things get advertised on there that aren't gambling or negative messages.
If it was just advertising a gambling agency, you know what? Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But it's advertising a horse race, which is a big event in Sydney. Yes, people can gamble on it. But if it was a gambling agency, you know what? I could go, yeah, it's not right. Don't use the Opera House for that.
Yeah, and if there was a big ad for a grog company up there, I'd have an issue with it as well. But, I mean, obviously the cricket series is coming up. We've got lots of these great events that are coming up. And, like, when you're driving across the bridge, you can't miss it.
What one might do is You're going to love this, Billy.
What's that?
We're going to finish on this. It's relevant to what we're talking about. Mm. Triple M's Radio Chaser Boys. You heard what they did?
I did.
They projected Alan Jones's personal mobile number onto the Opera House. I love it. Because Alan Jones obviously fired up about this.
Of course he did.
Went very hard with the lady in charge of the Opera House. And Triple M Radio Chaser, they've taken this very, very serious. They've issued an apology. Your news updates are next, including local news from Wade Stevens. I'll leave you this, Billy. You're going to love it. Hold on, let me turn the button on there. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Charles Firth from The Chaser. Sometimes I get it wrong, and when I do, I have no problem in saying so. Last night, I put Alan Jones's personal phone number up on the side of the Opera House. I should never have shown everyone that his number was 0413 873 873. 0413 873 873 is a private number. I shouldn't have done that. Nobody should have to put up with it being publicly broadcast that their number is 0413 873 873. I'll call Alan at home today to apologise for publishing his mobile number and then project his home number onto the Opera House tonight so that everyone knows not to call that number either. I'm sorry.
Radio Chaser.
Jesus, I hope someone understands how f***ing irritated I am by this.
Triple M.
Today is World Mental Health Day, right around the whole globe, October the 10th. There's some great organisations out there. Mental health, it gets discussed more and more every day, every week, every month. And you know what? It's a really good thing. It's a really great thing. Even in the last 5 years, the amount of talk about it has increased so much. 20 years ago, it was hardly spoken about. A good example is Wayne Schwoss, champion footballer for the North Melbourne Football Club and the Sydney Football Club. A fantastic footballer who struggled off the field, no one knew that he was, with massive mental health issues. Now he's got this great organisation called Pucker Up. Another guy who struggled is a guy called Gus Walland. He does radio up in Sydney on Triple M up there. He struggled for a long time because one of his best mates committed suicide and he didn't know how to deal with it. So what he did was he started the Be A Man podcast. I highly recommend listening to it. This is a little bit about what happened to Gus.
I communicate. I talk all the time. I'm a much better talker than I am a listener, but I never spoke to anyone about Angus, his name was, who took his own life, and he left his wife and three children. He actually killed himself on the evening of his final son's last exam in the HSC. So he walked up and said good luck to him, and his son went off to school, did his final exam, then went home and went out with his mates for a few drinks, and Angus left work and went to a place that he had hired, and he put a note round the door to the lady so she wouldn't come in and find him and said, call the police. He walked into that room and he hung himself. Now, that rocked our world for a long time, but no one talked about it. No one felt like they had permission to talk about it. But eventually his wife, who's my cousin, started doing some walks for Lifeline. She climbed Kilimanjaro for Lifeline, and that gave us all the permission, if you like, to talk about it. My thoughts were that he was the type of person, very successful at work. He was the guy that always came up with the solutions to people's problems. So he never felt that he could actually go and ask for help himself. So his whole presence as a person was built around being the guy that had all the answers. So when he needed to ask some questions, he never felt that he could. And if he did, that would sort of chip away at who he was. So he never left a note. He never spoke to any of us. He never spoke to closer friends than me. He just literally decided, I've got lots of dramas and I can't talk to anyone about them.
The work that Gus Walland is doing with the Be A Man podcast, the work that Wayne Schwoss is doing with the Pucker Up organisation is absolutely 100% having an effect on people.
Hey, Jace.
Hey, Gus. How you going, big fella?
I'm very well, mate. How you going?
Mate, I'm great. Oh, mate, I just wanted to give you a rap. I don't know if you know it, but your podcast and what you do for male mental health, it actually affects more people, and you touch more people than what you probably know. Mate, you've saved my marriage. Mate, I listen to him, and it's helped me with my relationship with my dad. Mate, my dad listened to it and watched your Man Up episodes, and, mate, it's brought us close, and my dad's actually told me he loved me for the first time, like, only 5 years ago. Mm. I'm 40, mate, and I've never heard my old man, and we've got a relationship now, and it's also taught me to be a better father for my two kids. and how to love my wife better and not take her for granted. So I just wanted to give you a rap, mate, because you've done a lot more for me, but you may have also done a lot more for everybody else out there that you may not know about.
Jason, thank you. That's just absolutely beautiful, mate. Thank you. And just what you just said, and you spoke about the fact your relationship with everyone, your wife, your children, your father, and so forth. I mean, that's what it's all about, mate. But it's been you, the fact that you've been vulnerable and the fact that you've been open and honest about how you feel, then everyone has rallied around you, mate. They've looked after you. And that's the only way us blokes can cope, I think. I don't think we can cope if we do it by ourselves.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you, Gussie. Mate, if I was there, I'd give you a massive hug because you have saved my life, mate. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
There you go. World Mental Health Day. It's happening right around the world today, the 10th of October. Check out Pucker Up. Check out the Be A Man podcast. Check out this World Mental Health Day website. 1010.org.au. 1 in 5 Australians are affected by mental illness, yet so many don't seek help because of the stigma. Have that conversation, maybe even today, on your way to work right now with your work colleague. Have that conversation with your next door neighbour. If you're involved in a footy club or a cricket club now, that's more relevant. There's a guy that you see all the time that you don't actually chat to and see how he's going. He could play cricket. He could be a struggling farmer. Have that conversation right now. And of course, if you or anyone you know is struggling and needs help, or if you want to have a conversation with someone, there's great organisations out there like the ones I mentioned before, including Lifeline. And if you want to pick up the phone right now and have that conversation, you can do that. It's 13 11 14.